verse 24. And I'm just going to read one verse, but I got some scriptures I want to read tonight. I want to preach tonight on breaking the spirit of mammon. And let's go ahead and read this in Matthew 6, 24. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Isn't it interesting that he didn't say, you cannot serve God and the devil? He said, you cannot serve God and mammon. I thought that was very interesting. Praise the Lord. Doug, you want to bless the word tonight for me? Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Breaking the spirit of mammon, you know, a lot of people think that mammon is the same thing as money, but it's not. Mammon is a spirit. And some of you might be thinking, is he talking about manna? Like manna from heaven? No, I'm talking about mammon. It's a spirit. And we're going to preach on this just a little bit tonight. We're going to get some revelation. And everybody say revelation.
Revelation.
Mammon, if you're taking notes, and if you're not taking notes, just act like you are. And then put it in your front shirt pocket and take it with you. We want to remember what God tells us tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. So mammon is the spirit that rests on money, okay? Mammon is the spirit that rests on money. And all money, okay? All money has a spirit on it. It's either got the spirit of God or the spirit of mammon. Now, mammon means riches. And Jesus is saying in this verse, there's no middle ground. There's no middle ground. You are either loyal to mammon or you're loyal to God. Money, and let me take a break right here. I just want to tell you that this is one of my favorite subjects to preach. I love preaching on giving. Giving is the greatest thing that we could do as Christians is to give and to learn how to tithe and give an offering. And I believe that we need to be reminded throughout the year and throughout our lives that giving is one of the mainstays of our journey with God. And this is going to get good. Look at your neighbor and say, this is going to get good. Money, listen, money that is submitted to God and his purposes has the spirit of God on it and cannot be devoured by the enemy. If it's not submitted to God, then the spirit of mammon rests on it. Listen now, this is why people so often use money to control people or manipulate other people. That's called the spirit of mammon. That's what that is. Mammon is the spirit of the world and is a liar. Mammon wants to rule. It will promise you everything but deliver nothing. What will mammon, the spirit of mammon, promise you? Well, first of all, it'll promise you security. It'll promise you significance. It'll promise you identity. It'll promise you independence. It'll promise you power. And it'll promise you freedom. But guess what? It doesn't deliver on any of it. Many people think that money will make them happier, but that's not true. God will make you happier. He is our source of joy. We always need to understand the difference between that. Mammon is the spirit of the world and is a liar. This spirit, the spirit of mammon, says to buy and sell, cheat and steal. But God says to sow and reap and give and receive. There's a difference. And let's look at 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10 here tonight. And I'll turn, you don't have to turn over there, but I'm going to turn over here and read it. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10. Well, I'm just going to read verse 9 too. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and harmful lusts which drown men in destruction and perdition. Are you turning that down over there? Thank you. Whew. It's warm. Okay, verse 10. It says, for the love of money, everybody say love of money, is a root of all kinds of evil. We all know that, don't we? The love of money It's the root of all kinds of evil. For which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Okay, worshiping money, if you love money, you worship money, right? Okay, it is manifested in greed and selfishness. How many's seen it? And I know y'all have. We've seen it on the news. We've seen it through media. There has been people destroyed through the spirit of mammon, the spirit of greed and selfishness. There is so much corruption in the world when it comes to selfishness and greed. There are people that are like 2-year-old toddlers. Y'all know what I'm talking about. This is my toy. You can't have my toy. I mean, man, it's bad. It's bad. And God is saying for us to lay aside our selfishness and put on the love of Christ. This is what mammon says. Everybody say mammon. Mammon says if you have the right credit cards, if you have the right clothes and the right car, am I preaching tonight? And you live in the right neighborhood and know the right people, you'll be happy and fulfilled. You could do what you want. Imagine. You ever watch those sales commercials? Imagine this. You could take a vacation. You could do what you want, go where you want, live the way you want. That's what mammon tells you. Just think if you had all this money, just think what you could do. Am I preaching to people here tonight? Am I preaching to anybody? That's what the spirit of mammon says. Now, mammon can get religious too. If you just had more money, you could really start helping people. You with me? I'm fixing to give you a personal example. It's kind of embarrassing. Mammon can get religious. If you just had more money, you could really start helping people. Notice what this spirit does in the crisis. Now look, it'll say this. You either need God to work a miracle right now, or you need more money. How many's ever been there? You need God to work a miracle right now, or you need more money. God, I need you to move right now, right now, right now. And God's saying, wait a minute, I'm going to let you marinate a little bit. I'm going to teach you something. Right? And that's what the spirit of mammon does. God is the answer. I'm going to tell you, God is the answer, not money and God. Amen? God is the answer, not money and God. God is the answer. I used to look at those MLM. How many knows what an MLM is? Multi-level marketing. None of us do, except for me. We know. And I've heard this. They will use a religious, sometimes, and I'm not knocking them or nothing, but they'll use religious phrases. Well, I'm doing this for the Lord, and we can get together and do this. Man, look what we could do with all this money. Y'all see that trap? It's the spirit of mammon. It's the spirit of mammon is what it is. And God says, look, don't get caught up in that deceit. Don't get caught up in that trap. Listen, God wants to bless us, but he won't bless us with the spirit of mammon on our lives. I don't know about y'all, but I don't want to be greedy. I don't want to be stingy. I want God to bless me, and I want to bless other people. Listen, if you think most of our problems can be solved by having more money, you are under the influence of mammon. Money does not solve more problems. It's God who solves the problems. It is God himself. We got to know the difference. God is always the answer to our problems. Now, Jesus is not telling us to hate money. He is saying if we love God, we will hate mammon or money worship. That's what mammon is. It's money worship. That's what it is. Both God and mammon's always talking all the time. God's always talking, but guess who else is talking all the time? Mammon is. You don't need to help them. You don't need to give. You don't need to do this. Mammon's always talking to you. Now, it's up to you to turn the... How many's ever told people to turn down the TV set in the living room? I tell Danielle all the time where it will be in the living room. I'm like, turn it down. I'm trying to watch TV. So what you got to do, you got to turn up the volume on God and turn the volume down on the spirit of mammon. Because I'm telling you, that the spirit of mammon is on the loose, and it is out there, and it works on the basis of greed and selfishness. Everybody say, it's going to get better tonight. It's going to get better. Mammon, now, a while ago I said, let's turn to Luke chapter 16. Mammon isn't money. There's a difference. There's a difference between money and mammon. Luke chapter 16. And I'll give you time to turn there. Luke 16, verse 9 through 13. Luke 16, 9 through 13. Jesus said this, "And I say to you, make friends for yourselves by unrighteous mammon, that when you fail, they may receive you into an everlasting home." I'm going to read all the way to 13, but I'm fixing to read it in the NLT so we can understand a little bit better. How many thanks God for other translations so we can understand what in the world he's saying? Amen? Okay, next verse. "He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much, and he who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much. Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in what is another man's, who will give you what is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon." Now, I'm going to read this in the NLT version here and read it off here, starting at verse 10, verse 9. Y'all listening? Here's the lesson. Use your worldly resources to benefit others and make friends. All right. "Then, when your possessions are gone, they will welcome you to an eternal home." That's powerful. "If you are faithful in little things, you will be faithful in large ones. But if you are dishonest in little things, you won't be honest with greater responsibilities. If you are untrustworthy about worldly wealth, who will trust you with the true riches of heaven?" I'll read that again. "If you are untrustworthy about worldly wealth, who will trust you with the true riches of heaven? And if you are not faithful with other people's things, why should you be trusted with things of your own? No one can serve two masters, for you will hate one and love the other. You will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and be enslaved to money." Okay, mammon. Mammon is the spirit that rests on money that's unrighteous. God says we are to use our money for eternity. Okay. What's in our lives? What is eternal? What's in our lives that's eternal? Salvation. People. People are eternal. So, what are we supposed to do when it comes to giving? We invest in people. I mean, it's pretty simple, isn't it? We give, we bless people. That's what God is calling us to do. God says we are to use our money for eternity. If I use my money to bring people to Jesus, they will welcome me into heaven when I die. That's what Jesus is saying right here. Hell is being plundered by our offerings and by our giving. When you give, when you tithe, when you give, hell is being plundered by our offerings. When you give, listen, it's through generosity that people are blessed. It's through generosity. And when we begin to give with a good heart, you say, "Pastor, I don't have a whole lot to give." Listen, God can do a lot with little. God can do a lot with little. And if you're willing to bless other ministries and willing to bless the church and willing to do this, listen, when I read this verse, I thought, wow, that's amazing. God is saying that if I invest and I give, that when I die, my friends in heaven will receive me into an everlasting home. I will meet people in heaven that I never met before. You will meet people in heaven that you never met before on this side of heaven, on this side, because you gave. And you know what they're going to do? According to this passage, this is good, guys. According to this passage, when you meet them, when you die, when you pass away, and how many knows our day's coming? We don't know when. Which is why we need to live for God today. live for him like never before. When we get to heaven, when we pass away, when we get there, we're going to meet people that say that will say, man, I really appreciate you giving to that mission work, because it was that mission organization that told me about Jesus. This is good, guys. See, if we could just grasp the reward that we'll get when we give, because we know when we get there, man, what a day that's going to be. If we'll just be willing to live a life of generosity. And I pray, to my knowledge, I don't believe any of us have the spirit of mammon on our lives. I hope not. I hope you don't have the spirit of mammon on your life. I hope we have a desire to give. And true riches. He said true riches here. Let's read this verse again in verse 11. He says, therefore, if you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? All right. Jesus doesn't say money will welcome you. He says friends you will make will receive you into an everlasting home. God can transform unrighteous mammon into true riches. And hell is being plundered by offerings. When we give, listen, there's people going on a mission trip in the month of July. In the month of July. If you want to sponsor that, it's good to do. There's people, I'm pretty sure there's people going to be saved on that trip, on that mission trip. For youth camp, for the children, are we willing to give and invest in what God is calling us to? I believe one of the reasons why there are people that don't get excited about giving is because they don't understand the revelation of giving. When we talk about giving, it should be like, oh, wow, man, let's talk about giving. I love to give. Let's give. Because it's in our giving. Listen, I love to shout, praise God, run the aisles. I love to do stuff like that. I do. But guys, I believe when it comes to showing God how much we love him, I believe it goes right into the finances and our resources, whether we're willing to give. Because you cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot serve them both at the same time. Is it possible that we could serve mammon, that we could say we're Christians, and we serve mammon at the same time? No. And I believe that we are called to invest in the kingdom of God, invest in children, invest in the kids, invest in the teenagers and the youth. We want to be givers, right? And for some Christians, I believe if they have a problem with giving, I believe they got the cirrhosis of the giver. The cirrhosis of the giver. And so, for some reason, they have a problem with giving, you know, and it shouldn't be a problem. Giving is one of the greatest responsibilities that we have in the kingdom of God. Giving is one of the greatest pleasures that we have in the kingdom of God. And in Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 through 21, he talks about how for where your heart is, there will your treasure be also. To me, the most exciting thing we can do as a church is to give to mission work. And the church is, I want us to start giving to Jewish missions. I want us to start giving. If can't do a whole lot, we need to give something. Ronnie Phillips Jr., how many knows who Ronnie Phillips Jr. is? Some of us do, just a few of us. The Fermabas House, he's going to be here for the Easter Revival. There's a ministry he has with mission work, and I want us to give to his missions. He builds orphanages around the world. Well, we don't really build orphanages, do we? We don't build orphanages. Actually, we don't even have an international missionary board here. We don't go all over the world. But guess how we can do that? Guess how we can build orphanages? Guess how we can provide missionaries the resources when they go around the world? Guess how we can do that when we give? Right? When we give. The people who get saved, now a lot of people don't understand this, the people who get saved from that mission work that we give to, guess whose reward that is too? Guess who? Our reward. And that's what helped me when it came to giving, because I struggled with that. And I said, Lord, I don't know if I should give to this ministry. I don't know if I should give to that ministry. I don't know if I should give here. But when I found out that people were getting saved and they were getting touched by the power of God, who wouldn't want to give to that? Who wouldn't want to give to that ministry? And there is power in your giving. There is power in your giving. And if you want to show God you mean business and you're real true and you're genuine in your walk with God, man, you're willing not only to give God, right? Not only to give God your heart, but if God's got your heart, guess what else he's got? He's got this. If he ain't got this, he ain't got your heart. And I can hear the critics now. I can't believe the preacher's preaching that way. And it's the truth, though. Church, it's the truth. If we love God, we'll be willing to obey him, right? We'll be willing to obey him and say, God, you know what? Even if I make $5, I'm going to give you a tenth of the five, right? I want to encourage you when it comes to the mission trip, when it comes to youth camp that we're looking into, when it comes to things, even with a building fund here at the church, let's ask God, what are you wanting me to give? What are you wanting me, what are you calling me to do? And I'm telling you, the spirit of mammon is probably talking to you now. You know, Winter, Brandon. But God's talking also. Because I'm here to tell you, God, the devil will never tell you. He will always try to discourage you from giving to the work of God. Always. Every time. Always try to discourage you. And I remember my papa, I grew up in church, and he would always come to me. He'd say, Sam, he said, every time you're at church, he said, you need to, if it's just a penny, you give when it comes offering time. If it's a quarter, you give. If it's a dollar, you give, which I give through the PushPay app. But whatever God is calling you to do, you just give, and that's part of your life, that's part of your Christian life. And you say, Pastor Sam, you've preached on this before. You preached. How many members when I preached on this subject for about a whole year? No, I'm just being sarcastic. I preached on this subject for about 3 or 4 months. How many remembers that? Right? You know why I'm preaching on this topic, this subject, is because it's part of your discipleship, your walk with God. It's part of your walk with God. And when you walk according to his word, when it comes to giving, God will bless you. You will start to see God's manifest power working in your life. And here's the thing that I've seen in my life personally. I told God, I said, Lord, I study your word. And this is in the past. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I study your word. I pray. I do these things. And I try to obey you. And I try to do my best to obey God, to obey you and do things. And the Lord told me, he said, well, there's some Sundays where you hold back and you don't give the tithe because you're afraid that you won't have enough. And God said, you're not doing the word. He said, you're trying to do everything else, but you don't even trust me with your giving. God told me that. You know, isn't it funny how we can trust God to save us from hell, but we can't trust him with our finances? Ain't that something? God, listen, if we get the revelation of giving, we won't have to manipulate other people when it comes to get money. You with me? We won't have to manipulate. We won't have to intimidate people. God is wanting us to be givers, to give with our heart. Now, it may not be, now when it comes to money, we give, but what about our time throughout the week? There are people, I'm so glad that we've had two people step up to the plate with the children's ministry over there. Ain't that great? Amen. Two people. We've had a bunch. Oh, more? Wow.
But
Yes. And do you know how much of a blessing that is? To be, because the children, they go over there and they have church. They learn about God. That's a blessing. And that allows the parents on Sunday morning to be able to focus on the Word, being able to focus on what God's telling them. Now, we just do that on Sunday morning, children's church. And on Sunday night, Wednesday night, they stay over here. But imagine when we start the bus ministry, when we begin to pick up children. Listen, there's so much opportunity out there, so much opportunity. God is calling us to obey Him. God is calling us to get out of the boat, right? Right, Jaden? He's calling us to get out of the boat, go forward and take that step of faith. Everybody say, take a step of faith. Now, God is wanting us to understand there is a difference between the spirit of mammon, right, and money. And God wants us to break that off our lives. And you say, well, Pastor Sam, are you preaching this because you think we struggle with that? No. I believe I'm preaching to the choir tonight when it comes to this. However, I believe that we need to be reminded. And some of us may not have known that, but there is a difference. And God is calling us to live with a flexible heart that can adjust to His will, that can adjust to His ways. And let's be doers of the Word. What are we going to do this week? This morning I was preaching on, we don't know when our time is going to be up. What are we, do we have a plan for this week? For the Lord, to work for the Lord? What kind of plan do we have? Is there anyone on our hearts that we're willing to pray for? That we're willing to bless? Is there anyone on our hearts that we're willing to intercede for? What are we planning to do this week? What are we planning to do throughout the year? What are we believing God for? Have we wrote down our request unto God? What are your desires? Doesn't the Bible say He'll give you, delight yourself in the Lord and He'll give you what? The desires of your heart? What desires do you have that you haven't even maybe wrote down? Or maybe you haven't even went to God in prayer for? Right? Maybe we think God doesn't care. How many's ever been there where you thought God didn't care? I've been there where I thought God didn't care. But God does care. And listen, if you'll trust Him, even with a Ziploc bag hanging over your head, if you really trust Him, you'll be willing to give, all right? And God will bless you in your giving. And it's in your giving you'll be receiving. There would be no youth if people didn't give. There would be no youth building if people didn't give. You know what? We wouldn't even be here tonight if people didn't give. Right? The lights, the heat. Right? Well, if it wasn't for people giving, where would we be? And God has called us. Listen, there are some people who have a special gift of giving. And we are called to give. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So guys, the message is this. If I'm willing to give on this side to missions, if I'm willing to give to ministries, I'm going to meet people in heaven that I may not get to meet here. And when I get to the throne of God, and when I see the angels crying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, when I get there, not only am I going to see the scars in His hands, not only am I going to see the scars in His feet, but I'm going to meet people who said, thank You for Your offering. Because if it wasn't for Your offering, I wouldn't be in heaven today. And if that doesn't excite you, I don't know what will. I don't know what will. And God has called us to give. Amen, church?
Amen.
So let's worship God. I want to give you a challenge this week. I want to challenge you. I want you to pray. I want you to ask God. And the Lord has moved upon me, and Danielle's been on me about this, about fasting. And we all need to understand fasting, and so I'm going to be preaching on fasting, and I know the flesh is saying, no, I know that's what the flesh is saying. But there are spiritual disciplines that we need to implement in our lives. Giving is a spiritual discipline, a passion that we have. This is how we grow. But fasting is another one, too, that God has laid on our heart. And I believe that we as a church need to understand fasting and the power of it, because fasting is prayer unto God. So, guys, we are really going to implement this in our lives and really understand what fasting is all about. And how many knows that all of us in here could use a little fasting, right? All of us in here could use a little fasting. Now, some of us, there's a sacrifice we make for God, and God rewards that. Some of us may, coffee may be a problem for us, right? Coca-Cola's may be a problem, right? It could be a can of dip. Who knows? Whatever it is, you know, God may be calling us to sacrifice and say, you know what, it's time to fast. It's time to, actually, with a can of dip, you probably just need to do away with that. And so, this is what God is laying on my heart, and this is what we're really going to delve into. And you say, well, this is really going to, listen, when you first fast, I know. Danielle knows. She said, I don't think you'll be able to fast. You're hangry. You're hangry. And so, I was like, Danielle, I got to have something to eat. I got to have something to eat. And just a few hours. And so there's power in fasting. You know, I love, you know, we talk about feel-good Christianity all the time, and I love that. We need refreshments from the Lord. But a lot of times we sacrifice, and a lot of times when we do things for God, it doesn't feel good. You know why? You know why it doesn't? Because it's the flesh that doesn't feel good. Are y'all with me tonight? It's the flesh. And so when we pray, when we fast, when we give, there's a blessing for that and there's a reward for that. Let me ask you this question. I ain't going to keep you a real long time tonight. Let me ask you this question. If you knew that a person would get saved if you fasted for a day, would you do it? It really puts things into perspective now, doesn't it? If you need a miracle for your life or a healing, and it would happen, if you fasted, would you do it? Of course you would. You need a son, you have a daughter that needs to get saved, of course you'd go without food. Of course you'd fast. Now, you might be a little moody. You might be in a bad mood and say, don't talk to me. That's just the devil coming out of you anyways. I'm telling you guys, fasting, giving, though if we are constant and consistent when it comes to fasting, pushing back the plate, if we are constant and consistent, and you know what? When it came time to, when I would fast, somebody would come to me and say, hey, we're having a big old buffet over at the house today. You ought to come over. Well, why ain't you eating? You on a diet or something? You trying to watch your figure? And you know, the Bible says not to tell people if you're fasting or giving. Don't let your left hand know what your right hand's doing. And man, they'll start just pouring it on you. And you don't want to tell them what you're doing, you know. And there are things, and you'll go through some battles. But I'm here to tell you, if you fast, give, pray, man, there's that reward is out of this world. It is out of this world. And you say, well, Pastor, I don't know about that. Listen, don't criticize if you hadn't tried it. Don't criticize if you hadn't tried it. This is what God's called us to do. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Let's follow God. Let's follow God's word. Now, if you do, when it comes to fasting and you try to fast the day, you just give in. Listen, don't give up. You just go the next day and you start again. The next week, next month, you just start again. Because when you fast, and I ain't going to keep you long tonight. See, when you fast, it's a constant prayer to God. You are constantly praying to God. It's a constant crying out to God. And you're saying this. This is what you're telling God. God, my family means more to me than my appetite. my fleshly, my family, my church means more to me. And Lord, I'm willing to sacrifice in order to see you move in my life. And there's power in that. And if you're willing to do that, you will see God move, I'm telling you. So let's do that. Can we do that? Amen. Give, break the spirit of mammon off our life, because mammon's always talking. And let's go. Let's pray. Let's fast. Let's do some things that's honor, God honoring to him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's all stand. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, Lord, I pray, Lord, that you touch your people tonight, God. Lord, that we'll follow your ways, follow your word. Lord, there's times in our Christian lives where it's not easy, where it's not easy to follow you. And Lord, we want to follow you. But Lord, you'll give us the grace and the spirit to do that. Lord, we know there'll be troubles and problems, but God, Lord, we count it all joy. Lord, when there's trials and troubles that come forth, Lord, we'll count it all joy. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the faith you've given us. And Lord, we want to go forward in your will and go forward in your name, God. Lord, we don't want to trust in the spirit of mammon, but Lord, we want to trust in you, God. You give us security. You give us significance. You give us what we need, God. Lord, not the spirit of mammon. And God, I pray that you would deliver the whole church, the body of Christ, which is all over the world, Lord, that you'll deliver them, God, from the spirit of mammon, Lord, that we'll be willing to give with us with a heart of generosity. And Lord, I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you have a need tonight, let's just do this. Let's all just come up to the front while they sing a song, and let's just worship the Lord and ask the Lord. If you have a need, we'll all come up, however you feel like doing it, raising your hands, kneeling before the altar. And as they sing this song, we'll just pray to God and let's worship God. And if you do have a need, you can just come to me and we'll pray over that. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, guys, for singing.